Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Pinchas by Sheni. Reuven Bechor Yisrael. Reuven was the firstborn of Yisrael. Bnei Reuven. The sons of Reuven was Chanoich. Was Chanoich Mishpachas HaChanoichi. From the Mishpach of Chanoichi. Lefalu Mishpachas HaPalui. And Palu, the family of Palui. Dr. Ashi. Mishpachas HaChanoichi. Because the nations would humiliate Klal Yisrael. They would say, why do these trace their ancestry back to the Shvatim? Svurame, did they think that the Egyptians didn't have relations with their mothers? If the Egyptians ruled over the Klal Yisrael's bodies, they ruled over their wives. That's why it says, that's why the Bnei put his name upon them. Hey mitzad ze, v'yud mitzad ze. Well, hey, from the beginning and a yud at the end. Loyimah to say, Meir ani aleihem. I testify about them. Shehem bnei avisem, that they are the children of their fathers. Zeh oshem first al yidei David. That's what it says clearly by David HaMelech. Shiftei ko eidus liYisrael. Hashem hazeh. This name has a yud and a hey, meir aleim, that testifies them l'shiftem regarding their shvatim. L'fikach, that's why it says b'kulam kazev achanoichi apalui. Avol b'yimna, but b'yimna loy hutzrach loy b'mishpachas hayimni. Over there doesn't have the mishpachas hayimni. L'fish Hashem kavua boy, because the name already over there is the yud is part of the name. Yud b'roish vei b'soif. In the beginning it has a yud and a hey at the end, so you don't have to say it. Pasuk Vav Lechetzroin Mishpachas Achetzroini Techetzroin from the Chetzroin family. Lecharmi Mishpachas Akarmi Karmi from the Karmi family. Pasuk Zayin Eila Mishpachas Aruveini. These are the families of the Ruvain. Vayu Fekudeyem. They're counting the ones were Shleishav Aboyim Elef Ushva Meyoiz. That were 43,700 Ushleishim and 30. Pasuk Ches Uvnei Falu Eliyav. The sons of Palu were Eliyav. Was Eliyav. Pasuk Tes Uvnei Aliyah, the sons of Aliyah was Nemuel, Vidasan, Vaviram, Dasan and Aviram, Hu Dasan and Vaviram, these are the same Dasan and Aviram, Kruya Ada, these were summoned by the Ada, Asher Hitzu, Al Moshe, Vial Aaron, Badas Koirach, Bat Soisam, Al Hashem, who they incited against Moshe and Aaron among the Ada of Koirach when they incited against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zakrashi Asher Hitzu, Es Yisrael, they incited Klal Yisrael al Moshe against Moshe Rabbeinu. But Soisam, when they incited Es Ha'om, the people al Hashem against Hashem. Hitzu, this means his Siu Es Yisrael, Lariva al Moshe. They led Klal Yisrael to fight against Moshe, Loshen Hefilu. Means they caused others to act, that they got them to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk Yud. Vatiftach Oretz Es Pio. Then the earth opened its mouth, Vativla Oisam, and swallowed them. Ves Koirach. As well as Koirach, b'moisa Eida, with the death of the Eida, b'choyla eish eschamishim o'masayim ish, when the fire consumed 250 men, v'yihiyu l'neis, and they became a sign. So Rashi, v'yihiyu l'neis.
Is this a rerun?
Yeah, this is a rerun. This is a repeat from what it says before. V'yihiyu l'neis, and they became a sign, l'ois v'lizikoron, as an indication, as a reminder. L'man asher l'yikav ish zor, that no zor should close, lach like ala kahuna, to contend, to fight over the kahuna. Lach like ala kahuna. To be chaylik on the kahuna. Lach like ala kahuna, to be chaylik on the kahuna. Sonachamal. Vayilunes, and they became a sign, la'oisvilizikaran, as an indication, as a reminder, l'man ashala yikrev ishzor, that no foreign alien person should come close, lachle koid al kahuna, to fight against the kahuna again. Pazig yud alif, b'nei shimoin. Now we get to the b'nei shimoin. Who were the b'nei shimoin, l'mishmachaisim, according to the families, l'nemuel, mishmachas hanemueli, to l'nemuel. From the Nemuel family, Liyamin Mishpachas Ayamini, from Yamin, from Yamini family, Liyachin Mishpachas Ayachini, and from Yachin, from the Yachin family. Vnei Koy Pasuk Yud Gimel, Actually, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we skipped the Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph, we skipped. V'nei Koirach lo yimesu. It says, but the sons of Koirach did not die. So Rashi says in that, but the sons of Koirach did not die. Heim hoyu ba'etza t'chila. They were originally involved in the Eitz in the beginning. B'shasa Mechleikas, at the time of the Mechleikas, hiru tshuva b'libam, they had thoughts of tshuva in their hearts. L'fikach nizbatzu le'mokim gevoy b'genim. Therefore, a high place was fortified for them in Gehenim, v'yashru sham, and that's where they resided. So Zokhtrav Steinman, it's mashma from Rashi that Gehenim is a mokim, that it's a place. Whereas from the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos and Chelik in Sanhedrin, it's mashma over there that he says that Gehenim is not a place, it's a metzius. That's a metzius of constant busha and constant bizoyin. From here, Rashi, it's mashma, it's a mokim, that it's a place. Where he says it's not the Rambam's mashma that it's not that says it's not a place, it's a constant matzav, a metzius of busha. Now, pasuk it. Beis b'nei Shimon l'mishpachosam. The sons of Shimon according to the families. L'nemuel mishpachas ha'nemueli. To Nemuel from the Nemuel family. L'yamin mishpachas ha'yamini. From the Yamin family. The Yochin mishpachas ha'yachini. Yochin came from Yochin family. Pasuk it. Gimel l'zerach. To Zerach mishpachas ha'zarchi. From the family of Zarchi. L'shol mishpachas ha'shauli. From Shol, the family of Shol. Zot Rashi. L'zerach. Hu tzoichar. This is tzoichar. Loshin tzoichar. Tzoyer, which is a lashon of tzoyer, which means light. Av mishpachas oyad batlu, but the family of oil ceased to exist. Chaim chamesh mishavet binyam, so do five families from shavet binyam, and also ceased to exist. Sharei, because we see basar revanim yard lemitzrayim. Binyam went down to Mitzrayim with 10 sons. Vekan loy mon elchamish. Here only 5 are counted. Chen yishva l'shar, and so to the family of yishva, la'asher of asher. Hareshev and Mishmachas, we see that the 7 families who went down to Mitzrayim who ceased to exist, they didn't exist anymore. Umatzasi b'talmid Yerushalmi, Zakel Gerashi, found in Yerushalayim Talmud. In Talmud Yerushalmi, Shechashemes Aroy, when Aaron was Nifter, Nistaleku, Anani Akovid, Anani covered left. Uvo Aknainim, the Knainim came, Lilochim Yisrael, to battle against Klal Yisrael, Venos Nalev Lachzal Mitzrayim, so Klal Yisrael considered going back to Mitzrayim. Vechazur Lacharem, Shmoyna Masoyas, and they returned. They went in the opposite direction 8 marches. Mehora hor lemeisera, from horah to meisera. Shemes it says, Bnei Yisrael nozul, Bnei Yisrael journeyed. Miberes Bnei Yakin meisera, from the wells of Bnei Yakin to meisera. Shom meis Aaron, that's where Aaron died. Valoy behor hor meis, aye, isn't it true that he died in horah hor? Umeisera ad horah hor. Shmoyne meisayis yesh maferi. There's 8 meisayis back in the backwards direction from meisera to horah. Elishachazul acharei, it means they turned to their back. To the rear, v'rot for Bnei Levi achrem. Bnei Levi ran after them, lachzirim, to bring them back. V'horgam yam shav mishpachas. They killed 7 families from among them. When we base Levi, naflo arba mishpachas. From Bnei Levi, 4 mishpachas fell. Mishpachas Shimi v'Zieli, Shimi and Uziel. When we Bnei Yitzer, from the sons of Yitzer, leinimnu kan el mishpachas hakorchi. Only accounted of ears from Korchi's family. V'ervi, and as for the 4th family, which from the Levim that fell, leidati mahi. Rashi says, I don't know which one it is, what it is. Rav Tanchuma Darash, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Shemesiv Magev, that the missing families from Yisrael, they died in a plague. Vitvar Bilam, over the Indian of Bilam. Avalafia Chesroin, Shechasim Yishevet Shimon, but lafi the number, the reduced number that's missing from the Shevet Shimon, Kaminyan Zeh. In this sentence, Miminyan Arishin Shem Midbar Sinai, in the total first sentence that was in the world, in the Midbar Sinai, near it appears, Shekol Esim Rabo Elif, that all 24,000 who fell in the Magev, and Nafl Meshifta Shel Shimon, they all died from the Shevet of Shimon. Pasuk Yudalad, Eila Mishpachos HaShimoni, these are the families of the Shimon family. Shnayim V'esrim Elif HaMasayim, 22,200. Pasuk Tesvav, B'nei God L'Mishpachosim, the sons of a God according to their families. L'Tzvayin Mishpachas HaTzvayini, to Tzvayin from the Tzvayin of family. L'Chagi Mishpachas HaChagi, L'Shuni Mishpachas HaShuni. So Rashi up next pasuk Tazayin la Ozni mishpachas Ozni la Eiri mishpachas Eiri. So Rashi la Ozni Omer Ani Shazu mishpachas Etzboin. This is the family of Etzboin. Ve'ena Yedeya, I don't know Lomle Nikras mishpachti. Why his family is not called by his name? Pasuk Yudzayin la Aroid mishpachas Haroidi la Areli mishpachas Areli Yudches Eila mishpachas Bnei Godlof Kudeyem. These are the mishpachas of families of God by those who were counted. Arboim Elif, 40,000, Vechamesh Meyois, and 500. Pasuk Yutes Bnei Yehuda, the sons of Yehuda were Er Va'oinon. Er and Oinon, Vayomas Er Va'oinon Beretz Canaan. And Er and Oinon died in the land of Canaan. Pasuk Chav, Ayuvenei Yudal Mishpachaisam. And the sons of Yud, according to the families, were L'Sheila Mishpachas Ashelani, Sheila from the family of Ashelani, L'Feres Mishpachas Aparzi, L'Zerach Mishpachas Azarchi. Pasuk Chav, Ayuvenei Feretz. And the sons of Feretz were L'Chetzo Mishpachas Achetzroini, L'Chomo Mishpachas Achamuli. Pasuk Chav, Beis Eila Mishpachas Yehuda L'Fkudeim. These are the families of Yudah by those who were counted. Shisha v'shivim elef v'chamesh miyoy, 76,500. Pasuk of Gimel, b'nei Yisachar l'mishpachaisam. The sons of Yisachar, according to their families, were Toila mishpachas ha-toiloi, Lefuva mishpachas ha-puni. Toila family of Toila, and Lefuva mishpachas ha-puni. Pasuk of Dalid, liyashuv mishpachas ha-yishuvi, l'shimrai mishpachas ha-shimrayim, shimrai mishpachas ha-shimrayim, zok d'yashuv, liyashuv. Who yoiv? This is yoiv. Ha'omer b'yard de Mitzrayim. That's mentioned when they went down to Mitzrayim. K'kol mishpachis nikru al shem yard de Mitzrayim. All the names that were called in the families that went down to Mitzrayim. V'neidodim misham v'olim. But the ones who were born from then on, like nikru mishpachis l'shmah, the families were not called by their names. Chutz mi mishpachis Ephraim and Menashe. Sides for the families of Ephraim and Menashe. Sh'nildu kulam Mitzrayim. They were all born in Mitzrayim. V'ard v'namon b'nei Vela. Ard v'namon the sons of Bela ben Binyamin, the sons of Binyamin. The mitzvah v'yisayi shor Moshe Darshin. When the mother went down to Mitzrayim, she was pregnant with them. Therefore, they were divided into separate families. They're considered separate families. The grandsons of Yehuda, and Malkiel, were the grandsons of Asher. If this is an Agoda, then it's fine, Rashi says. And I say Pshat is like this. Shehoi levena vela bonim harbe. Bela had many sons. Umishnayim alola. From these two, Ard v'Namon, yotz mikolech b'shbach rabba. A large family came out from Ard and Namon. V'nikru tov l'shar bonim. And the family of the offspring of the rest of them were called al shem Bela in the names of Bela. V'tov l'shashnayim alola. The offspring of Ard and Namon, nikru al shmam, were called in their own name. Chenani yoimer b'vnei mocher. The same thing by b'nei mocher. Shenechlikul l'shtei m'shpachos. They were divided into two families. Achas nikras al Shmoi, one was called by Nocher's name. Achas nikras al Shem Gilad Benoy, one was called the name of Gilad his son. Chamesh b'shbachis chasmi banim shal Binyamin. There are five families. Again, Rashi repeats that were missing from the family of Binyamin. Kan niskaim miktas nevuas imoy shekarote ben oimi. That here's part of the nevu of Rachel was fulfilled that she called him ben oini, which means ben aninus, the son of mourning. B'filegash begiva niskaim makula, but by pekerish kegila. Pelegesh begiva the ma'isa in Shoftim Yotes and Parsh and Perkhof, the whole nevuah was fulfilled in Gansin. Zumatzas v'yisayi shol Moshe Darshan. This I found Zok Rashi in the Yisayit from Moshe Darshan. Pasuk Chav Hey. Eila mishpachas Yisachar. These are the families of Yisachar. Lifkudeya and by those who were counted. Arbo v'shishim elef v'shloish meyos. There were 64,300. Pasuk Chavav, Bnei Zevulun L'Mishachaisam, the sons of Zulun according to their families, L'Sered Mishpachas Asardi, Leila Mishpachas Ailoini, L'Yachleil Mishpachas Ayachleili, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Eila Mishpachas Azvuloini, Lifkudeyem, Shishim Elef Achamesh Meyoiz. By Zevulun, there were, the ones that were counted were 60,500. Pasuk Chav Ches, Koyach, Bnei Yosef L'Mishachaisam, the sons of Yosef according to their families, Menashe V'Ephraim, there was Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe here is mentioned before Ephraim. Pasuk Choftes, Bnei Menashe, the sons of Menashe, Lemachir Mishpachas Amachiri, to Machir the son from the Machir family. Machir Hoylid as Gilad, Machir had Gilad, Legilad Mishpachas Agiladi, and Gilad from the family of Gilad. Pasuk Lamed, Eile Bnei Gilad, Yezer Mishpachas Ayezri, Lechelik Mishpachas Achelki, Vashriel Mishpachas Ashrieli, Veshechem Mishpachas Ashichmi, Vashmida Mishpachas Ashmidoi, Vachefem Mishpachas Achefri. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Tzlafchad ben Chayfer loyhayli banim. Tzlafchad, the son of Chayfer, did not have any sons. Kiim banayz, only daughters. Ushem benayz Tzlafchad. The daughters of benayz Tzlafchad were Machla v'Noya, Chagla, Milka v'Sirtza. Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Eila Mishpachas Menashe. These are the families of Menashe. Ufkudeim, the ones that were counted. Shnayim v'Chamishim Elef, 52,000 Shvamayos and 700. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Eila v'Nei Ephraim. These are the sons of Ephraim. Mishpachas according to the families. L'Shuselach Mishpachas L'Shuselach. Yishelach, the son of to the family of Shuselach. Levecha mishpachas abachri, lesacha mishpachas atzachani. Pasuk lamed va ve'ela bnei shusel shusalach. These are the sons of shusalach. Le'eron mishpachas le'eroni. Elon, the family of Eloni. So to Ashi, ve'ela bnei shusalach. Ve'goyim shar bnei shusalach. As for the other sons of shusalach, nikru told the same al shem shusalach. their offspring were called in the name of Shuselach. Me'eron Yatzim Mishpacha Rab. From Aaron they emerged a large family. V'nekas Al-Shmai was called in his name. V'nekas B'nei Shuselach L'shtei Mishpachas. B'nei Shuselach accounted as two families. One of Aaron and the rest of Shuselach. Tzei v'chashev, go out and calculate this. V'timtza b'parashas you'll find in this parashah Chamishim v'shev Mishpachas, 57 families. B'nei Levi Shmainan, from the sons of Levi there are 8. Harei Shishim v'chamish, it's a total of 65. Ezeo Shnamah, that's what it says. Ki atem ha-ma'at v'goymer, you're the fewest, it says. Where does it say that? In Dvorim Zayin Zayin. Hey ma'at, it means the word ha-ma'at, you're broken up to two parts. The hey and then ma'at, a little bit. Chamesh atem chasem, you're lacking 5. From all the total families of all the nations of the world, Shein Shivan with their 70. Avzei Vanti from Yisoyde Shal Moshe Darshan. Achutzrach Difash V'Oisav Advorv. I just have to explain and to add onto his words. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Ve'Ela Mishpachos Bnei Ephraim Lufkodeim. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim by those who were counted. Shnayim B'Shloshim Elav Chamesh Meyos. 32,500. Pasuk Lamed Ches. Ela V'Nei Yos Lamishachos. And these are the sons of Yos according to their families. Pasuk Lamed Ches, that was Pasuk Lamed Zayim. It's at the end of Pasuk Lamed Zayim. Bnei Vinyamin Lamishbachaisim, the sons of Binyamin according to the families. Level Lamishbachas Abali, La Ashbel Mishbachas Ashbeli, La Chira Mishbachas Achiromi. Dr. Ashi, La Chirom, who Echi? This is Echi, Shiradam Zayim went down to Mitzrayim. Olafisha Nikra Al Shem Yosef, since he was named after Yosef, Shayachav, who was Binyamin's brother. V'rami Manu, and he was exalted, and he was higher than him. Nikra Achiram, he's called Achiram, which means my brother is elevated, is exalted. Pasuk Lamites, L'shefufam Mishpachas Ashufami, L'chufam Mishpachas Achufami. So Rashi, L'shefufam, who Mupim? This is Mupim. Shem Shaya Yosef Shafav. See, he's called Shufam because Yosef was exiled. Vein Uma is among the nations. Pasuk Mem. Vayu v'nei Vela, and the sons of Bela were Ard v'Naman. Ard v'Naman mishpachas Ardi, l'Naman mishpachas Anami. V'malif, Eile v'nei Vinyamal mishpachasim, these are the sons of Vinyamal according to the families. V'fkudeyem, and they're counted once Chamishi v'aboyim Elef v'sheish meyos, with 45,600. Pasuk membeis, Eile v'nei Don, these are the sons of Don l'mishpachasim according to the families. L'shucham mishpachas ha-shuchami, Eile mishpachas Don l'mishpachasim, these are the families of Don according to the family. So Rashi Shucham, who Chushim? This is Chushim. So the Chavetz Chaim speaks out. We're going to see in the next pasuk. Let's see. It says in Mem Gimel, Koil Mishpachais Ashuchami. All the families of Shuchami Lefkudeim by those who were counted. Arba Veshishim Elef Arba Meyos was 64,400. So we see, despite the fact that Don only had one son, he had such a large. The Shevet Don grew the most rapidly from amongst all Shvatim, and whereas Binyamin, who had 10 sons, he had a very small chelik. That they didn't have so many. Yet in the 40,000s, here he has in the 60,000s done. So it shows you that it's not the amount of children you have, but it's whoever has Siyata Dishmaya. And Don had the Siyata Dishmaya that he should have the bracha in Ribui. So Chavetz Chaim says an Osher sometimes is not Sameach Bechelkais, he's an Ani. But an Ani that's Sameach Bechelkais, so he is Ashraf, he's very special. Pasuk Memdalid, Bnei Osher, the sons of Osher, Mishbechaisam. According to the families, Liyimna Mishbechas Ayimna, Liyishvi Mishbechas Ayishvi, Livriya Mishbechas Abri. Memhei levnei vriya lechever mishpachas achevri lemalkiel mishpachas amalkieli. Pasuk memvav v'shem bas osher sorach, and the daughter of the name of Osher's daughter was Sarah. Zok Rashi v'shem bas osher sorach v'shehoizak hayames b'chayim, because she was still alive. Monakan, that's why the pasuk lists her over here. Pasuk memzayin elu mishpachas b'nei osher lefkudeim, these are the families of the sons of Osher by those who were counted. Shloisha v'chamishim elef abamiyos, there were 53,400. Pasuk Memchez, Bnei Naphtali, the Mishpachaisam, to the sons of Naphtali according to the families. Liyachzeel, Mishpachas Yachzeeli, Laguni, Mishpachas Aguni. Pasuk Memtez, Liyetze, Mishpachas Ayitzri, Lashila, Mishpachas Ashileimi. Pasuk Nun, Eile, Mishpachais Naphtali, the Mishpachaisam, these are the families of Naphtali according to the families. Ufkudeim, and their counted ones were Chamisha Varboim Elef, that's 45,000, Varbame is in 400. Pasuk Nun Aleph, which brings us up to Shlishi. Eile Pekudei Bnei Yisrael, these are the counted ones of the Bnei Yisrael. Sheish Meis Elef, Va'olef, there was 601,000. Shva Meis Yisroelishim, 730. Pasuk Nun Beis, Ve'idaber Hashem al Moshe Leim, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Le'ele Techolik Ha'aretz B'nachala, to these that should the land be divided as a Nachala, B'mispar Shemois, according to the number of names. L'Rav Tar B'nachalosoi, to the shevet that has many, you should increase his nachalah. Velamat, and the one that the sheva that has very few, tamit nachlas, you should lessen his nachlas inheritance. Ish lefi fekudov yuta nachlas. Each one according to his counted ones shall his yerusha be given to him. So I just wanted to, we'll see, Lemaisa, at the end, we mentioned about the Medrash Tzavcha, so in conclusion of the shir, we're going to see, it says, the Rabbeinu B'chai says, U'mizen nitzmecha parashas b'nai Tzavcha l'fkuda Yisrael. Why is the parasha b'nai Tzavcha? We're going to see at the end of this parak, next to the Pkuda Yisrael, Masha'am b'medrash, it says like this, Ha'noshim ha'yisayin in esa'aretz. The men hated the land. V'amru, they said, Nitnerosh v'nashuv v'mitzrayimu. Let's go back to Egypt. The Noshim were mechavi the land. They said, give us a Rushan there. The women wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're going to see. That's why Parshas Bnei Tzavchot is mentioned over here. We'll see that tomorrow. We finish today's shir.